WFIU reporter Douglas Wissing is back from Afghanistan, where he continued his coverage of the Indiana National Guard's agribusiness development team for our series, Cultivating Afghanistan. In this segment, the ADT is in Taliban country to oversee one of its projects.
The agribusiness development team is now almost a year into their mission to improve Afghan lives in volatile host province. It's a challenging, often frustrating job in this conservative, rebellious region, where even quality control can be dangerous. The soldiers climb up a steep, dry riverbed to oversee a water project, the ADT's 10th oversight visit. The ADT hired an Afghan contractor to build 87 small rock dams to reduce soil erosion and improve irrigation. The $200,000 committed to the dam project includes money to hire workers from two adjacent villages, Zandakel and Shobokel. But the team is concerned to learn that instead of building dams, 100 villagers spent 20 days building high walls along the river. Earlier in the day, ADT hydrologist Sergeant Richard Joyce learned the Zandakel headmaster is supervising the construction workers, rather than the contractor's engineer, a violation of Afghan law.
She said, talk to the headmaster. He said, today they finish the walls, tomorrow they start the check dam.
Joyce and ADT Commander Colonel Brian Copes try to understand where the project went off track.
This is all wall they built? Yeah, 1,300 meters.
It has nothing to do with the contract.
Yes and no. There were some areas, because when we say riprap, we kind of mean just putting rock along a bank.
Yeah.
But their concept of it is building a wall.
Joyce and Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Sari continue the inspection.
Well, it don't look like they've done that much up there.
They never fixed this one. They still got it tied to the bush.
The soldiers agree to take the contractor to task. But when the team talks to the village headmaster, he also rails at the corrupt contractor.
He said that's why the Afghanistan has not become a very good country. That's the main problem, you know, like if Afghan people get the project from you guys, and also the contractor is not really doing a good job, and also the engineer too, because they really doesn't have a good quality.
Just then, an Afghan passes a warning to Sari about a possible attack.
He said they got guys that they don't know up there on the ridge. The project manager just said. Was it this ridge, AJ?
Yeah, see the guy up there?
That's one of our guys there.
While this was a false alarm, the constant Taliban danger requires the ADT to travel in armored MRAPs with a full security team. On the previous mission, they were paying workers when a bomb exploded nearby. On another water project, the team just missed an ambush. Afghan villagers also face Taliban reprisals for working with the Americans. But in spite of the Taliban and the cultural change the project represents, villagers say the dams connect them to the Afghan government and the Indiana Agribusiness Development Team. Here's a Shobokel village elder.
They say if we will see them, the bad people, we are going to be letting them know to the Afghan government, absolutely. He's also the check dam switches we got, like the ADT teams has already started trying to build around, and then the wadis. It's kind of very helpful, and also my village people were going to be getting lots of benefit from those kind of projects. You know, he's I really appreciating from the ADT teams they start this kind of a project around in my area.
For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.